An interesting observation came up while I was talking to veteran outfitter and big game hunting guide Mike Jenkins of Upfront Outfitters. If you're trying to call an elk and not getting much of a response to your elk calls, it might be because they're a whole lot more sophisticated than you think. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Elk know that, especially during the rut, as they bugle, when they associate bugling with predation or being chased, whether it's predators as far as wolves, mountain lions, or the hunting aspect of it, where they bugle and now somebody's chasing them. In areas where you have both predators or heavy hunting pressure, these animals absolutely adapt. And I've been noticing that for years, you know, going back 25 years when I guided in Montana, I've seen that behavior alter, the elk behavior.
Mike, when a predator's around, why doesn't the herd just stay together, fight together?
You'll see herd animals try to defend themselves, and that's why they cut them out, almost like a cowboy cutting out a cow from the herd, whether it needs to be roped or doctored or whatever. They isolate that one animal and cut it off from the herd so it can't be protected by that herd anymore. It's the same with the elk. If they can cut that one weaker animal away from the herd or their other one and surround him, well, then they don't have that protection. You see that a lot. They'll try to isolate a weaker animal or one that they can surround and cut it away from protection. They absolutely try to defend it, but once they're cut off or start running, that slower or weaker animal, helpless.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.